You know, there are a lot of people that we haven't met around the neighborhood yet. Let's see if we can meet a few more, all right? Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood?
That is original Sesame Street cast member Bob McGrath singing in 1971.
Oh, my gosh.
Sesame Street is 40 years old today, and there can't be many people in the neighborhood anywhere, no matter where you are, who don't know about Sesame Street. Bob McGrath is with us today. He's done more than 4,000 episodes of Sesame Street.
Thanks for coming. I am not worthy. I am not worthy.
I'm nearly speechless with joy at having Bob McGrath.
Anyone that could be on this station, that's the ultimate.
We're also joined by Delaina Dixon, takeaway contributor and TV blogger at DelainaDixon.com.
Just to be fair.
I'm not worthy either.
I am not worthy either.
Okay, well, I think we've all established none of us worthy.
Yes.
Okay, so Bob, let's start with you. It's the 40th anniversary. And, you know, I have to ask you, 40 years on, I mean, clearly this show has had a different impact than you thought it would when you first started acting on this kids show 40 years ago.
No question. Even Joan Ganz Cooney, who was her brainchild, she said, you know, we'll do this for a year or two and see how it goes. I mean, it was, and even this year's writers will say the 41st experimental season of Sesame Street that we're taping right now. It is an ongoing 40-year experiment.
So it really did begin as an experiment of the Children's Television Workshop. I guess that's what you do at workshops.
No question. And there were 2 years of research prior to the show going on. I think that's one of the reasons, and our research is just as intense today as it was 42 years ago.
You have 5 kids and 8 grandchildren?
8 grandchildren from 3 and a half
do
to
they,
21.
Do they watch?
Congratulations.
Not the 21-year-old.
Did they watch Sesame Street?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And, you know, it was wonderful. You wonder if some of the messages are going through, but one of the messages when one of my youngest daughters was about 3 and I was working at my desk and papers were piling up and I was throwing them in the wastebasket all over the floor, and she came by and quietly she just stuffed them all in the basket and she said, Do you know what I call that, Daddy? And I said, no. And she said, I call that cooperation. So that was the big word of the year, cooperation, and every year we have a new focus.
But, Bob, it's got to be hard for you. 5 kids. I mean, what if you smash your thumb with a hammer? I mean, are you allowed
they
to
learn
say
a lot of
whatever
new words
is on your mind?
No.
Really?
Today's
Sesame
word
Street,
is...
I can't curse.
No, it's even, but, you know, like at a stoplight, you can't walk through red lights with a little kid around and say, Bob, you know? So, there's a lot of...
You know, Delaina and I, I definitely grew up with Sesame Street. You know, we are both, Bob, you and I, University of Michigan alums.
Oh, great. Go Blue. Good.
Absolutely. But I got to ask you about how odd that is. I mean, you've educated 2 generations of kids. I mean, probably part of my education that led to me getting a scholarship at the University of Michigan comes from you and what I learned from the number and the letter of the day on Sesame Street. That has to be like an odd feeling 40 years on.
It's a wonderful feeling. And now with second generation, I do a lot of concerts. And so a lot of our alumni are bringing their children and almost grandchildren at this point to the concerts, and they're all sort of tuned in. But I think it's wonderful that we're in about 140 countries now, 120 English-speaking and 20 foreign co-productions.
So,
and that's my question to you, Delaina. You know, I posed the question, is Sesame Street perhaps one of the most important American exports? This is an international children's show.
Absolutely. I mean, kids from, I think your 21-year-old can absolutely be watching Sesame Street now because of all the celebrities that come on the show. I mean, this is how much of an impact it's made. This season alone, we're going to see Eva Longoria Parker, Sarah Jessica Parker. We're going to see, of course, First Lady Michelle Obama on today, mm-hmm. talking about growing in your garden, because the show has made such an impact. Everybody wants to be on this show.
Delaina Dixon is a takeaway friend and also TV blogger at DelainaDixon.com. Tell me one Sesame Street skit maybe that stuck with you.
Of course, anything that Mr. Bob McGrath was in. But I have this very vivid image of a little girl having to go to the store, and she had to get a loaf of bread, a container of milk, and what was it?
That was a little boy.
A stick of butter. No, it's a little girl. It's a little girl.
Oh, wow.
My favorite was the rubber ducky song.
Yeah.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun.
And that's a song that I actually literally sang when I was in the bathtub.
Well, I have to tell you, my wife and I were in Venice about 2 years ago, and a lady and we were on the Grand Canal on a rapido, and this lady from England came and said, you know, my favorite song is Rubber Ducky. I'd love to sing it with you. I said, now? She said, yes. And I said, let's move to the, you know, a little less. And we sang
spot,
Rubber
yeah.
Ducky all the way up and down the Grand Canal. Oh, and she knew every word.
There's
really got
to be video on YouTube of that. That would be good.
You know, but Sesame Street has also had so many many firsts. I mean, there was nothing like it. This was a cast that was completely diverse. This was a cast where you had women back in the very, very early 1970s holding jobs and being absolutely on mm-hmm. an equal par. You had one of your cast members who was deaf and signing. Ooh. And I'm wondering...
Frogs.
Frogs, yes.
And you know... Sesame Street weighed in on discrimination. Sesame Street weighed in on issues of the handicapped. And you know, that particular place for you also must have kept you there for 40 years. That must have been one of the things that made it rewarding for you 4,000 episodes on.
It was very different to come from. I went to first grade in a one-room schoolhouse in the country in Illinois in a horse and buggy with my brother. So to go from a one-room schoolhouse to a worldwide schoolhouse has been quite a transition. But I think, you know, they've really kept up to the times and the needs of kids from one generation to another. So that's to the credit of the research and writers and everybody involved.
It's an epic, though, the Sesame Street epic. I mean, you and I, unlike you guys, are from more like the Howdy Doody, Bozo the Clown era of children's television.
Well, I didn't have electricity until I was in first grade.
Well,
you
precede me. Yes. But I remember Sesame Street came and the whole world changed.
The only thing that was consistent at that time and so wonderful was Fred Rogers. He was on a year ahead of us. He started in 68, and he kept his message straight and clear and strong for his entire life, which is wonderful.
Delaine, I got to ask you, what character on Sesame Street are you most like?
Am I most like?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I love Big Bird's just sense of curiosity. So, and I'm
very
curious about the world.
Members.
And I think it's really interesting that today, actually, on the show, that he's going to think about leaving Sesame Street and going to a new habitat. So,
Carol Spinney.
You got to turn in and see if Big Bird actually stays on Sesame Street or he finds a new home.
Well,
here's the thing that I have to ask you, Delaina Dixon, a TV blogger, is, you know, there's lots of TV shows, kid shows that I remember growing up, and mm-hmm. they come and go and they change the times. I mean, we had Electric Company, which I remember really clearly. And there's always 21 Jump and all these shows. Why Sesame Street? What is it about Sesame Street that has sustained it for 40 years and made it relevant to kids for two generations, two and a half?
Well, what's great about Sesame Street, it is not afraid to reinvent itself today. It's got a new opening. It's changed its format. It's more of a block format, trying to match the programming that we see in children's programming today, that block formatting. But in the same way that it's changing, it's always stayed the same. There's a familiarity to it. You've got Big Bird. You've got Oscar the Grouch. You've got Cookie Monster. And the theme of kindness has never gone out of style, and that's why people love it.
You know, Very well said.
I left the house early this morning. What is the letter of today, Bob? What is the letter of today? Because I didn't check. It's H.
Eight. Good. Thank you.
Bob,
I have to run home and see the show. I don't know.
One last question for you. You know, I'm looking at Stephanie, who's behind us in the control room. We have people at the station here who are like overcome with emotion to meet you.
It's a mob scene.
That happens a lot, as a matter of fact. And it has nothing to do with me personally, but I'll meet women in their 30s and they'll take one look and break down in uncontrollable sobbing. And I said, what's going on? And they said, it just brought back such a rush of memories from being 3 and 4 and sitting with my peanut butter and jelly sandwich and watching Mr. Hooper and Big Bird.
I'll overcome myself.
It's wonderful.
Bob McGrath, a Sesame Street cast member who's been the show from the very beginning. Happy birthday, Sesame Street.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Bob. And Delaina Dixon, takeaway contributor and TV blogger at DelainaDixon.com, who can't stop clapping.
Right. Talk about a rush of memories. You've got to have some of those. Send them to us at 877-8MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. The letter of the day is H. I'm John Huckenberry.
I'm Celeste Headley. That's the takeaway.
It's a magic card.